Westlock. A Driftpile woman who gave police a false name and was caught with 8.5 grams of meth during a traffic stop in Westlock this past fall faces a steep fine. Appearing in Westlock Provincial Court December 14 via CCTV from the Fort Saskatchewan Correctional Center, Jasmine Joy Bellerez, 35, pleaded guilty to possession of a controlled substance, obstructing a peace officer, and failing to comply with release order conditions, while an identical charge of failing to comply with release order conditions was withdrawn. Judge Thomas Oktemichuk agreed to the joint sentence submission from Crown Prosecutor Brett Grierson and Duty Counsel Gail Gerhardt that'll see Bellerez, a mother of two, pay $1,000 in fines by September 29, 2023. Grierson called Bellerez's criminal record slight and noted only a single conviction from April 2021 for failing to comply with an undertaking. Gerhardt, noting Bellerez was waiving her right to a GLADU report and was celebrating her birthday that day, said the woman supports herself basically on welfare, and currently faces a handful of charges in two other jurisdictions. Putting payment of the fine off for a year is a long time notwithstanding your situation. People just forget about it and don't really deal with it. So, I'm going to give you about 9 months, so pay whatever you can, whenever you can, said Judge Oktemichuk, who did waive the victim fine surcharge. Grierson told court that at 12:10 a.m., September 13, 2022, a Westlock RCMP officer on patrol observed a vehicle with a blocked license plate parked at a gas station. Bellerez was the driver and initially told police her name was Jaslyn Gauthier. A search of Bellerez's purse turned up 8.5 grams of methamphetamine, while the subsequent investigation revealed that Bellerez was on a release order that included a 10 p.m. curfew. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.